do not touch your phone. Right after today's tech update, we're diving into a must-hear call from my weekend Kim Komando show that you can get as a podcast. It's called Kim Komando Today. Remember Apple's mixed reality headset, the one that came out just a few months ago? If it slipped your mind, don't worry. It slipped everybody else's mind too. Priced at $3,500 to $4,500, we can safely call this Apple product less than successful. But wait, Apple's not giving up. I'm Kim Komando, brought to you by NetSuite. Gain control over your finances. Get a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program at netsuite.com/Kim. Just because nobody wanted the expensive, cumbersome Apple headset doesn't mean it's a failure, at least not yet. Apple believes that even though you don't want one, maybe big business will. So they're pitching the headset to corporations, hoping employees who work in front of computers all day will want to wear them. The question is, what kind of employee? And what about all the too frequent reports of headaches, dizziness, eye fatigue, and even nausea? Plus, the Vision Pro is heavy. This is an Apple product searching for a purpose. To get ahead at work and in life, you must have tech smarts. So get my free newsletter at getkim.com.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Okay, as promised, here's a standout call for my show. Sandra in Virginia. Hi there, Sandra.
Hi, Kim. How are you doing?
I'm good. What's going on?
Oh, not much. I really enjoy your show. It's so informative, and I get a big chuckle out of your corny jokes, too.
There you go, Mike. All right? There's another one egging me on.
And I also want to thank you for recommending that Epson EcoTank.
Awesome.
We got one about a year and a half ago. I love that thing. I know if I've got ink or not. I just look at it.
And you know what? It's a good-looking printer, too. But what's,
it is.
And what's nice about it is that I say this in the commercial, and it's really true. I mean, how many times have you sat there and you're like, I don't really need to print that in color, right? You're like, I don't really.
Right.
Okay, but then when you have the option, you're like, I'll just print it in color because I want to see
exactly.
It in color. Okay. Well, good.
Exactly.
Thank you for your kind words. How can I help you?
Okay, my husband and I are preparing what's called a death binder. That's what the attorneys called it. Basically, it's a compilation of everything about us so that when the good Lord calls us home, whoever's taking care of all of our stuff will know what we have. An example would be I have a listing of all of the basic bills that we get in. They're all on auto pay. So I have the name and the account number and contact information, subscriptions, and all that sort of thing. But I also want to take pictures of certain things that have value or sentimental value. An example is I have a Three Graces lamp that my grandmother had.
Oh.
And I want to take a picture of it and then underneath or above put a caption. This was Grandma such and such's lamp. It's from the 30s. The Three Graces are faith, hope, and charity. You know, just a little bit of something about it. But everything that I see puts the text over top of the picture. And if I wrote all this stuff, you wouldn't see the picture.
And then that's not going to really work, right?
No.
How much stuff do you think you have to inventory?
It wouldn't be more than 100 items, maybe.
That's a lot.
It's not going to be everything. I mean, it's just things that mean something.
Sure. And then are you also going to designate who gets that particular item?
Some of them, yes.
Okay. Well, you know, over on the website, we did a tip this past week about home inventory apps. And have you tried any of those? And if so, which ones?
No, I haven't.
Oh, perfect. Okay, you came to the right place. Okay. And you get to go to the bonus round. We did a whole post about home inventory apps. There are some that are free, there are some that are paid. Like Home Inventory is like, it's an app, and of course you can always try it before, and you can also see the screenshots. What I like about apps is you can actually see what it looks like before you download, you start entering things in. There's a no-frills one that's free, that is called Encircle. And you don't have to write this down. I'll give you a link to this particular post. So there's Encircle, which is free. There's My Stuff. And, you know, apps are inexpensive. It's like $3.99, you know. But it gives you some more features along the way. That's why I asked, like, you know, because when I say more features, is that if you had something like a collectible and you wanted to say this is how much it's worth right now, is that it could automatically go out to eBay and see if it was worth something. And then put that value right into that list. And so you have a running idea total of how much stuff you're giving away and how much you're giving to John and Jeremy and whoever it may be. And because you want to make sure that's even Steven. So that's where it comes into different levels. So let me send you a link to this post. Like, there's home inventory, there's Blue Plum home inventory. And the whole idea is that you can categorize your assets. But in your case, to put it in your death binder, which I know that doesn't sound happy, but it's really a practical item, isn't it? I mean, it is.
Yes, it is. I think it should be really called a life binder because it's really a story of our lives.
Yeah, because death is like, you know, we don't really want to think about that. But it's...
But rationally, we know it's going to happen. Emotionally, we're going to live forever.
Exactly. You know what? And then also emotionally, you look at yourself in your mirror, you're like, oh, I don't look that old. But then you see a picture of yourself and you're like, ooh, wow, who's that person? Wow.
So true.
What happened to me? I'm going to go ahead and post a link to that over in the Q&A forum. So this way you can take a look at it for anybody who wants to put together a life binder, not a death binder. A standing ovation to you for tuning in. Yay. Now, if you're puzzled by a tech issue, here's your call to action. Head to commando.com, select email Kim. I read each and every note like it's the final round in a tech trivia game. And you can amp up your tech know-how by getting my free daily newsletter. It's just waiting for you over at getkim.com.